You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
President Trump again weighing in on the New York City mayor's race, but this time he took his threats, should Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani be elected, to a whole new level. Let's get the story from our Glenn Schuck.
This happened during a cabinet meeting at the White House yesterday. The president suggesting a complete federal takeover of New York City, should Zohran Mamdani be elected in November.
If a communist gets elected to run New York, it can never be the same, but we have tremendous power at the White House to run places when we have to.
But the support for Mamdani continues to grow. In fact, yesterday, the 200,000-member United Federation of Teachers Union endorsing Mamdani, and they'll hold a rally together later on this morning. This also came on the day we heard this news from the Board of Elections. More than 565,000 people in total, New Yorkers, cast a Democratic primary ballot for Mamdani, the most mayoral primary ballots in city history. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Congressman Dan Goldman blasting the Trump administration over what he says are horrific conditions for immigrant detainees being hauled onto the 10th floor of 26 Federal Plaza in Lower Manhattan.
Now, literally arresting people who are coming to court, who are following the law, who are doing things the right way. These are the exact opposite of convicted criminals and worst of the worst that Donald Trump said he was going to deport.
He says 100 people are being crammed into holding cells with very little access to food and water, no beds, showers, or change of clothing, and just one toilet for as many as 30 people. New York City's being sued by four former police department chiefs who say they were pushed out after they spoke out about corruption within the NYPD. This was when Edward Caban ran the department.
They served 30 to 40 years on the job, and now former NYPD chiefs are taking legal action, suing the city and Mayor Adams, accusing the department of retaliation after speaking up, voicing concerns. Their attorney, Serena Townsend, says this wasn't just career-ending. It was personal.
They were retaliated against. They were demoted or asked to resign.
Their attorney, Serena Townsend, says they were pushed out.
Asked to accept a severe cut in pay. And instead of doing that, they chose to retire.
Former NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essig says promotions inside the department were even being sold for up to $15,000 in cash. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, 1010 Winds has reached out to the NYPD for comment. In a statement, the mayor's office says it will review the lawsuits, but that the Adams administration holds all city employees, including NYPD leadership, to the highest standard. We're hearing from the family of a man killed by police after police commissioner Jessica Tisch decided not to fire the officer involved in the 2019 incident. That's despite the Civilian Complaint Review Board saying he should be.
Lieutenant Jonathan Rivera will keep his job after saying he feared Alan Feliz would run over Officer Edward Barrett after Feliz was pulled over on suspicion of not wearing a seatbelt. Feliz's brother Sammy says the video shows something different.
Edward Barrett was at the door and witnessed Jonathan Rivera shoot my brother. So he had a clear eyesight of Edward Barrett. There was no fear that Barrett was in harm's way.
Police Commissioner Tisch says Rivera made a, quote, fair and realistic assessment of an incredibly fast-moving, dangerous situation. Sammy is hopeful the CCRB will persuade her to change her mind. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
MTA Chairman General Lieber dismissing the diss from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
I don't get why Secretary Duffy continues to assail the NYPD. That's his own problem. I don't get it.
This is over how the agency handles crime in the subway.
The bottom line is, as we said yesterday, crime is way down, ridership is up, and congestion pricing is an amazing success. Everybody recognizes it. Eventually, they'll figure it out in Washington.
Duffy said commuters live in fear of violence and deserve better, adding that lives are at stake, and so it's time, he said, to restore order on New York's transit systems. He also sent a letter directly to Lieber, calling on the MTA to provide the DOT with the information it needs to assess the gaps in their security strategy and safety protocols. A violent scene in Longwood, the Bronx, Tuesday afternoon. It was around 4 p.m. when cops responded to Southern Boulevard and Westchester Avenue, where an 18-year-old was found dead, two others injured, both in a shooting and a slashing. It's not exactly clear what happened, but two of three persons of interest are now in custody. Cops also say they recovered the gun. A lithium-ion battery blamed for yet another fatal fire in New York City, this time in Flushing.
The 4th of July fire at a pizzeria here on Cassina Boulevard killed a 76-year-old woman. Chief Fire Marshal Dan Flynn said the scooter went up like a blowtorch.
This woman was in the bathroom. She went to the bathroom for 1 minute. She was trapped. She could not get out of the bathroom because the device was stored directly outside the bathroom.
Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker said it was the first death this year to be blamed on a lithium-ion battery fire.
You must charge and store these devices outside.
He said that messaging has proved effective in reducing the number of deaths from 20 back in 2023. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flushing.
For a 72-year-old retired social worker from Brooklyn, laughter may be the best medicine for his diagnosis of Lewy body dementia. We're talking stand-up comedy and not watching it, doing it.
When Larry Lawrence was told by a doctor that he had LBD, the second most common form of progressive dementia in the U.S., he decided to pursue his lifelong interest in comedy. His medical team encourages him to get on stage.
Because my adrenaline and excitement and the crowd just keep me going.
Lawrence lives in Brooklyn. He performs about 12 times a month before people who often have no idea what he's dealing with.
Of cardiac issues and other issues, that's going to get me. This will not get me.
That's Christopher Cruz. Shaquille O'Neal, what a guy. Check this out. It was 1 week ago when Shaq was spotted walking around Dongan Hills on Staten Island. He was looking for a bathroom, apparently, when he went into the Haute Couture dress shop. Owner Loretta Opry tells 1010 Winds.
Very random, out of all the places in the world, to be in front of my store in Staten Island. So, no, I did not expect that. Not a dress shop. Maybe if it was like a female, but not Shaquille O'Neal, an NBA player.
But wait, there's more.
He started socializing with the customers. Everybody was having a great time. He got involved, and he was like, I'm going to pay for everybody's dresses.
Yeah, he plunked down $2,000 before going on his merry way. The store posted about the good deed on Instagram.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.